fitness advice for the rest of us, the beautiful, magnificent, and deeply intellectual Fatty Fattertons.
Oh boy.
Above all, fresh music is the only source of any meaningful energy at the gym. Seriously, there is nothing else. But you have to use it correctly. It is not meant to play in the background. Your music has to have just the right beats per minute to tell you when to move or lift. You're supposed to synchronize with it. And when you run out of songs that have just the right speed, you grab the ones with the bad BPM and adjust their tempo using a computer, a program like Audacity or FFmpeg. And as you carry on and your body adapts, you will have to keep increasing your workout BPM as well. As with all new things, the beginning is always trouble. Because how are you supposed to lift for 4 minutes straight, or the duration of a song, when you are sucking wind just after 20 goddamn seconds? And I underline the damn part. This is the exact same problem that joggers face, though. So it's really easy to get over it. You just have to use their tactics to break through it. This is where a proper trainer with a stopwatch, or better yet, an interval timer app or a clip-on, comes in handy. You start with lifting to the beat of the music for 20 seconds and resting for a few minutes, why the heck not? And after a few days, maybe a couple of weeks, you reconfigure your interval timer for 30 seconds of activity, just adding 10 seconds. And later, rinse and repeat, switch to 45 seconds, and then a minute, and 2, 3, and 5. After a while, in addition to extending your activity period, you start decreasing your rest, maybe just every month, down to a couple of minutes, a minute, and 45 seconds, and then maybe 15 seconds. And eventually, if you just keep on jiggling through your workouts, you will completely eliminate the need for rest. It happens sooner than you think. It's not that big of a deal. Just like the joggers, you will then just plow through your routine without any need to stop. While, or if, you are hoping to change the shape of your body, you need to work out daily. Unless you start noticing that something is not really healing. For example, your leg pain never seems to go away. Then you get the weekends off. The 2 days will help your body repair enough for your workouts to stop making things worse. Feet hurt for the same reason that your back gets worse after you hurt it, because they need to warm up before your exercise. To warm up your feet, use thick socks. And by thick, I mean socks so soft, so fluffy, so thick that you need new shoes as well. 2 sizes larger. I'm not kidding. While it is impossible to be sure, it may be that the original reason why your back may get hurt is dehydration. Your back pain would be similar to the one that you feel in your legs sometimes. I believe it's called a Charlie horse. Use a neoprene belt marketed for weight loss, and by that they mean dehydration, which is a dumb idea, to keep your back warmed up while it is hurt. Don't skip your workout. Learn to do baby movements while your back is hurt. That will let you almost move all the way by the time your workout is up. If you keep repeating to go from a baby workout to almost a full workout, then the muscles in your back will return to a proper state much sooner. Powerful workouts translate to sweating a lot, and sweat expels electrolytes, so you may need to replenish them. But when you start adding extra salts to your system, you will need to learn to measure your blood pressure. Automatic blood pressure measurement machines are not too expensive, and please be sure to verify that the readings you are getting are correct by testing your blood pressure machine with another one. Salts will increase your blood pressure, which is very bad, and thus let you know when you have gone too far. As always, talk to your doctor. Grab them by the ears, and while slowly but deliberately shaking their head front and back, left and right, say unto them with your growling voice, "Unlike some, I am not a pill popper, and you are not wiser than Hippocrates when he said that prevention is preferred to treatment." And if it so happens that your doctor is scruffy, you should also add, "If you want to keep me as your patient, then get yourself a real body, like I'm trying to do right now." And finally, festively let go of their ears, and then ask about rehydration and the blood pressure monitor.